Hello and happy October. I was dead set on reading a spooky story this month, but then I stumbled across this one that talks about misemono, and it even mentioned a ningyo, mermaid, and a mitsume kozo, or a three-eyed boy. So I couldn't resist. I read two paragraphs into the story, and already those three characters had made appearances. So I decided, yeah, that's the one I want to read this month. So I thought, no matter how it turns out, this is the one I'm doing. And as it turns out, it was quite adorable. No blood or guts, I'm sorry. I kind of promised blood and guts, but next time, next month. So for this month, we're going to do a story from Osaka. I don't think I've done one from Osaka yet. It's called Mitsume Kozo, or the Three-Eyed Boy. Mukashi, long ago in Osaka, there was an odd little misemono show. It was run by a man who was an expert at incense making. If you remember from the misemono episode, he's what you call a kogushi. However, this man in particular, because he ran the show, was referred to as the oyakata. The oyakata was proud of his humble show. He had a woman with only three fingers on one hand and a mermaid who was all human up top and all fish from the waist down, a real ningyo. Or so people believed, because the oyakata was also proud at how clever his disguises were. Most people couldn't tell they were fake. But he always had the same attractions. And over time, the customers became fewer and fewer. The oyakata had to do something to pick up business. So one day, while he was worrying over what to do, one of the young boys that worked for him, and he had basically adopted because his own parents couldn't take care of him anymore, wandered into the room. "Hey, you, come here," the oyakata said. "Look around. We're not getting enough people in the misemono recently. Pretty soon we won't have anything to eat. We'll starve. I need you to help out a little bit more." "Help out?" the boy said. "Sure, what can I do?" "I came up with this great idea. I want you to become a Mitsume Kozo, a three-eyed boy. That will really bring in the crowds. We'll be rich." "Well, sure, that sounds like a good idea, but how am I supposed to become a Mitsume Kozo?" "Leave it up to the oyakata said. That night, he snuck off somewhere and returned home later with a glass, handmade eyeball. "Here you go," the oyakata showed the boy. "We'll stick this right on your forehead." He poked the little boy between the eyes. "Then tomorrow, we'll introduce you as the three-eyed boy, my Mitsume Kozo. They're going to go insane." "Hey," the boy said. Just the thought of putting that big eyeball on his forehead kind of grossed him out. "How are you going to stick it there? I've got a smooth forehead, and that's pretty big, and if it sticks out all the time, it's going to be heavy and annoying, and I mean, you can't really embed it into my forehead, so..." As the boy was complaining, he realized that while he had promised the oyakata, on second thought, he really didn't think he wanted to spend his everyday dressed up as a Mitsume Kozo. As a matter of fact, no, he didn't think it was a good idea at all. But he had made a promise, and a promise was something he couldn't break. Then he came up with an idea. He asked the oyakata where he had purchased this really nice, creepy, big glass eye. "Why, the butsudan, altar maker, of course," the oyakata said. After learning that, the boy waited until the oyakata got busy with the misemono show, and then he slipped away to visit the butsudan-ya. "I was wondering if you could lend me 5 of those glass eyeballs, like you sold my oyakata," the boy asked.
"Well, why would I do that?" answered the head craftsman.
The boy then explained his situation, and the butsudan craftsman totally understood. "Hey," he called over to his five apprentices, "want to do something fun?" They had overheard the boy's story and what he had planned, and they thought it was indeed a good idea. They took the extra big old glass eyeballs and they fixed them to their foreheads. Next, they headed to the cave in the mountain called Urayama, behind the shop. The boy returned home. "Oyakata," he said, "I think it's a great idea that I'll dress up like a Mitsume Kozo. But I was thinking, every attraction in the show has to have some kind of story behind it. That's what makes them both mysterious and believable." "Yeah, you're right," the Oyakata said. "So that got me thinking," the boy continued. "What if, let's say, I was captured in the Urayama Hills? Better yet, in that spooky cave back there." "Oh, that's a good idea." The Oyakata clapped his hands, loving this new spin. "But what will make it an even better story is if we can get some townspeople to come along so that they can witness you catching me." "Yes," the Oyakata shouted. "They won't only be shocked, but they'll run home and they'll tell everyone. The show will be a huge success. Can you imagine how big the crowds will be after that? You'll be rich." "I love it, and there's no time to wait." With that, the Oyakata did this and that, and he finally was able to affix the glass eyeball to the boy's forehead. He dressed him in ragged clothes. He dirtied them sufficiently, smudged the boy's cheeks. "Perfect," he said, admiring his work. "Now cover yourself and sneak over to the cave in Urayama. Climb in and wait for me. I'm going to round up some townspeople, and I'll be there as soon as possible." The boy did as he was told. Then the Oyakata went around talking to this person and that person until he gathered 10 people who were interested in his quest. Not that they knew what his quest was about. They were just intrigued by the Oyakata's enthusiasm and his penchant for strange. So they all hiked across town and into the Urayama Mountains until they reached the spooky cave. There they stood at the dark maw. "So, what's this about?" one of the men asked.
"I brought you here to witness something incredible.
You see, I have it on good word that there is, right in there, a real, live Mitsume Kozo."
"Nah,"
came one of the men.
"No, really, he's young and the last of his kind. I'm going to capture him with my bare hands, and I'll bring him back to town. There, I'll tame him, and I'll give him a better life than he has here."
"I've never seen a three-eyed Kozo before," another of the men chimed in.
"Me neither."
Okay, stand back, stand back."
The Oyakata pulled up his sleeves, feigned wiping sweat from his brow.
"If I don't come out, save yourselves."
One of the men handed him a paper lantern to help him maneuver in the dark. With that, the Oyakata slipped into the cave and disappeared. The men all leaned forward, listening and waiting expectantly. 1 minute, 2, 3 minutes. Then came a blood-curdling screech, and the Oyakata came flying out of the cave. His face was pale. He was trembling.
"What did you see? What happened?"
"I thought there was only one Mitsume Kozo, but it turns out there were 5 of them, or maybe 6. At least that's what I could make out by the lantern light. They were big, brutish beasts, all staring at me with their 3 glassy eyes."
"Then what happened?"
"Well, one of them stood up and he said, 'How dare you take one of our own for your Misemono?' He looked at his friends and said, 'How about we take this stranger and put him in our Misemono, the two-eyed man?' Imagine how many of our friends and neighbors would come to see that. We'd be rich. That's when I dropped my lantern and I fled. I don't think they followed me, and I don't think this Mitsume Kozo is such a good idea. Hurry, let's just get back into town.
When the Oyakata returned home, he found the boy was already there. He had already taken off the glass eye, changed into clean clothes, and washed his face.
The Oyakata didn't speak another word about his scheme.
And the boy spent his childhood as a regular boy, and not a three-eyed one.
And all the Mitsume Kozos in all the mountains around Osaka were safe for a little while longer.
The end.
Thank you so much for listening. Oyasumi nasai.